Let's take our Bibles, if you will, and turn to the book of Genesis, chapter number 2. We'll read two verses there. It is a privilege to be at Holly Springs. Everything does look so beautiful. How blessed you are. But isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord? And I'll tell you something, one better than that. It's good to want to be in the house of the Lord. As I have looked over the congregation this morning, the crowd, if my figures are right, there's just exactly enough here to worship today. And isn't that what we come to do? Was to worship the Lord. I do appreciate that Brother Scott, Sister Sharon, the family. The Lord has brought many friends into our lives, but none any more blessed than they are. And we appreciate the opportunity of being able to come this way. Good to have my wife, Esther. She goes every mile unless the grandyoungins need her. But I appreciate her being here also this morning. I want to basically give you a thought this morning that has been upon my heart. It is found here in Genesis chapter number 2. We'll read verse 15 and 16 and verse 17. The Bible said, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat." Well, that's a pretty liberal God, isn't it? Would you ponder that for a moment? Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. I wonder how good God's been to you. How much of your life would come under that category? Verse 17, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it." Just a simple thought I want to preach this morning on the yeses and noes. It is always one or the other. As we notice here in the garden, it began with a yes or a no. And I truly believe that everybody's life is going to end in a yes or a no. And all of our lives are lived in the yes, or we're living in the no. In the Garden of Eden, there is a no. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And there are some yeses. To obey the no will let you live in the yeses. You can eat of all the yeses. But to live in the yeses, you'll have to obey the no. It's very simple. It's yes or no. Just three simple thoughts that I would give you to develop this. First of all, as we notice so clearly in the scripture, there is the contrast of the yeses and the no. I'm talking about the balance or the ratio or the percentage. I notice in this text it is all yes and one no. There is one no and an unlimited yes. It's true here and other places in the scripture. Adam, Eve, you don't have to ask. It's yes. For every tree, it's yes. You don't have to say, Lord, is it all right if I go get some oranges, or if I go get some peaches, or if I go get some... It's yes. Have you noticed in your life the ratio between God's yeses and his no? I have been saved for 51 years, going on 52, and I honestly, when this thought hit me, I have pondered my life for the yeses and nos. I don't know about you, but I cannot come up with any more. I cannot come up with two handfuls of nos in my life. Times when God came to me and said, no. Now, the devil would have you to say, I think, and that is the focus right here, is God's this big ogre sitting on the throne slapping everybody's hand all the time. No. That's not God. Matter of fact, in my life, it has been yes. Matter of fact, he only has to say it once because it's all yes. I mean, it overwhelmed me. I have been serving the Lord for these almost 52 years, and I can't think of over, I can't come up with 10 no's. Well, how about you? But Lord, I can't count the yeses. But isn't it amazing when the devil comes in, he won't even talk about the yeses, he just wants to emphasize the no. He has said so many yeses in my life that they are innumerable. I cannot count them. Can I just mention a few? Yes to my beautiful wife. Yes to 4 wonderful children. Yes to 13 marvelous grandchildren. Yes to friends like your pastor and wife and family. Yes to be able to, when I woke up this morning and I headed this way to church, there was no no. I think we're going to eat after the service. I haven't heard a no. Think of all of the things that you have, all of the trees that he has blessed you with, and the fruit that is on those trees, innumerable. Walk through your house and look at yes. Get in your car and start it and hear the yes. Flip the lights on and hear the yes. My whole life has been made up with God's yeses. That it's not even worth mentioning the no. The contrast. He told the children of Israel, when they took the promised land, you can have the spoils of all the cities that you conquer. The reward of your conquering. You can have the spoils of all the cities except one. Jericho is mine. Take the rest. When you take another city, you don't have to come and ask me about it. Take it. It's yours. Yes. Isn't it wonderful to live with the stamp of yes upon your life? To live each day with a yes in your soul and your spirit. Why should we worry about the no?
And I'm not here to emphasize the no, if you've noticed that. I'm not here to talk about the negative. I'm here to magnify all the yeses of God, lest the devil get your attention and try to paint God as some tyrant on the throne always screaming at us, no! Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. I've got a heart full of yeses, pocket full of yeses, a life full of yeses. Thank God, a past of yeses and a future that is paved with the yeses of God. This world don't understand that because they all focused on the no. They wonder why we even walk this way. Why would you go that way? Have you seen that big no out there? No, I hadn't paid any attention to it. I'm too busy enjoying all the yeses. Oh, boy. The contrast, 1 out of 30, no. 30, yes. 1 out of 31. 1 out of all the fruit trees in the garden, no. All the rest, yes. Got a friend in Georgia, he's 50 years old, and he said when he was a kid, 10 years old, he earned his first $20. Working for his dad, a plumber. Man, he said he got that $20 bill, and he just looked at it. And he said his dad sort of interrupted his focus and said, now, son, you know that that's not all yours. He said, what are you talking about, Dad? He said, well, 2 of that belongs to the Lord. He said, how come? He said, that's the tithe. That's the 10. He said, I pondered for a moment. 2 of it belongs to the Lord, and I get 18. That ain't a bad deal. And he said, it set the pace for my life of giving to realize I couldn't outgive God. That's too many yeses. Too many yeses for our lives. But it is a choice. Living in the yeses of life or living in the no. Living in the no. That's the contrast. Balance it out in your life. I challenge you, each one of you. I challenge each one of you before God and the devil and the whole church. How many no's have you heard? But how many yeses have you enjoyed? Eve, I'm going to go get me a banana. Yes! I'm going to go get me a plum. Yes! No matter where you go in the garden. Yes! 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 I got to put this suit on. It was yes. Put my shoes on. It was yes. Put the towel on. It was yes. Huh? Ate a little bit. It was yes. Are y'all getting what I'm saying? A great, good God in heaven has created so many yeses for his children to enjoy. But every now and then, for your protection and because of his love, there's a no. Question is it a yes or is it a no? Now we notice the contrast. I want us to look at the consequences of living in the yeses and of living in the no's. It's found right here in the text. And then if you want to go to the book of Joshua, chapter number 6, you can find it there in the conquering of those cities. Let me just mention the no's, first of all, because I want to stay with the magnifying of the yeses. To live in the no means to indulge in the no at the expense of all the yeses. What I mean by that is that your very spirit and your very being will be sucked into that no with all the yeses with it, and you will live a life of no's. Look at Adam and Eve after they partook of the one no. They're slipping around. They're sneaking around. They are feeling condemned. They are afraid. They are naked. They're looking over their shoulders. They're having to hide. They're blaming someone else for the reason of their condition. That's the reason the world is in the condition it's in. Look at the world. It's living under the cloud of a no. They have rejected God's yeses just to embrace a no that will cause their very disposition, their very spirit, their very life. Look at him. Look at him. I mean, he's running around and you're looking at him. You can tell that he's done something that he shouldn't have done. That's a no. God realized that. He said, Adam, Adam, where art thou? He's out there hiding. He said, have you eaten of the no? My heavens, why would you throw everything into the no when you've got a billion yeses? I don't know how many fruits there are in this world. I don't know how many fruits and trees there were in that garden. Probably many of the different kinds of fruit. But you can have it all and live in the yes. I hope God don't come today. I'd hate for him to see me in this mess. And don't you breathe a word to him about that. What we've done now, Eve. I don't want to have to deal with this. They still got all them trees around there. But they're consumed. They're hiding themselves among the trees. Not enjoying the trees. They're not saying, oh, look. No, they have stopped with the no. The children of Israel got bogged down. They're going into the city, the country to conquer everything. All the yeses are out there, but they can't get beyond Jericho because they got bogged down in the no. And when you look at them, they don't look like victorious people anymore. They look like people who have rejected the yeses for the no. Can I say to you, especially young people, there won't be many no's God will send your way in life. Obey the no so you can enjoy the yes. This is true as far as family life is concerned. You know, if you listen to teenagers, and I used to be one, you'd think home life is just one great big drudgery of being told what to do. But my goodness, weigh that out with the freedom and liberty of being able to sleep in your bed and being able to eat a meal, being able to go to the refrigerator and get a drink, being taken out to eat, and mom and dad pays for everything. Huh? Pays for all the school bills and pays for all the food and all of those other things. But yet, every now and then there's, no, you better not do that. Well, I'm going to tell you, in a home, when you stay up with the yeses and enjoy all the yeses, it's a wonderful experience. But the moment you get hung up on a no, it tears the whole relationship all to pieces. You can walk into a family and tell by the spirit there, with them not saying anything, as to whether there's a yes going on in that home or a no. Woo! Huh? The consequences of living in a yes or a no. The consequences of rebelling against God's no means that everything is sucked into that. But on the flip side, thank God. To enjoy all God's yeses at the expense of staying away from the no means that you get to live in the spirit of yes, 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 yes. And have you ever seen anybody's face where they've been told yes? I mean, a child when it's been told, can I have ice cream? Yes. Can I have it? Yes. Can I go? Yes. Is it all right? Yes. Can we do? Yes. God ain't just spoiling you, though. He just ain't got many no's. And to obey him in the no means enjoying a blue million yeses, living in the liberty and the spirit of the Son of God, of Christ, whose spirit dwells in you, thank God, who never disobeyed his Father. Everywhere you saw Jesus, it was a yes. Everything he did was a yes. I'm doing my Father's will, it is a yes. Everyone, every action and every step of his life said yes from heaven. So much so, when he's down in the Jordan, the Father screamed out from heaven. He didn't use the exact words, but he meant it. Yes, 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 yes. That's my Son. While I'm sending you here before you here this morning, preaching to you the truth of the gospel, what I'm feeling from heaven is, yes! When this choir was up here singing, magnifying the Lord, I was hearing a, yes! Woo! I love the yeses of God! It means to be constantly aware or to want his presence. You're not going like this over one stinking no. You're saying, oh, I hope he shows up today. Lord, would you come and walk with us? Lord, I want you in my home. I want you in my heart. Yes! Here he comes. Yes! Amen. If you're sitting here with a no, you're just thinking, I hope this thing gets over with. I hope that preacher don't get on. I hope you don't go past 12. I hope they don't sing it out again like they did last Sunday. I hope they don't go to jumping and praising the Lord. It's kind of bothering. Well, if you're living in a no, you don't want any of that. But if you're living in a yes, when the preacher preaches and it gets on, you said, amen. That's what amen is. It's a yes back to God. Yes. When the song gets to sing and it gets on, you say, yes! And if you're not careful, you'll be a part of those yeses, yes, jumping up and saying, yes!
This is just a thought. Consequences of it. Living in the freedom. Instead of sitting around trying to find somebody to blame the no on. Ain't that what happened? It become a blame game. You can tell when somebody's living in no, they won't blame what they're living in on somebody else. No, this is you and me. I mean, he said no. And he said no, it's you and me. But yet Adam said, well, what is that woman? Boy, ain't that easy the way to get rid of it. And then she said, well, it's that serpent. Ain't that easy? Blame it on the devil. Huh? You're just sitting around trying to find somebody. You can tell the look on their face. Somebody living in the nose like this.
They try that singing. Don't you think they sing too much? And then they just try to work it up.
Hold the plow. You're doing good, Doc. Hold the plow. Hold the plow.
Tastes kind of no to me. Tastes like no. Why would you even go to church when you, I mean, what good is the rest of the garden now? I never have understood why people would go to church in a no. Well, I've heard better preaching than that. No. But hey, the consequences of living in the yes are just the opposite. You're not trying to blame somebody on the no. You're trying to thank somebody for the yeses. Woo! That's what that's all about. You ain't worried about what you can blame on somebody for what's all involved in the no. You just, oh, thank you for the apple. Thank you for the pear. Thank you for the peaches. Thank you for the plums. Thank you, Lord, for the grapes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, 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 thank you. You've just got so much to be thankful for because you're living in the yeses. Why do you want to grumble about the no? Spend all your life in the no when you can be thanking God every day for every yes of every gift He's put out there for you. Just avoid that one no. And you got it made. Huh? Oh, the contrast is, it's not even worth looking at the no. Considering the no. The consequences ought to just, you kidding me? I'm not giving up my family for that. I'm not giving up my wife for that. I'm not giving up my children for that. I'm not giving up my church for that. I'm not giving up the Holy Ghost for that. I'm no way. My last thought is I would take you to the cross. And I want to see the cross in the midst of this yes and no. There are three trees that I would consider here. In the yes and no. There is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. What that did is that ruined their innocence. They weren't righteous before they ate of that tree. They were just simply innocent. And then there is the fig tree. And of course, what the fig tree was is that which simply covered with which they tried to cover their condition, but it really revealed their condition. Well, why you got that on? Why are you trying to hide something? Where'd you get that outfit? What dress shop did that come from? It come out of the no. I'm not just talking about physical clothes, honey. I'm talking about our spirits and so on. Coming out of the no. But it actually revealed their condition. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the fig tree. But thank God there is a tree called Calvary. And you know what Calvary is? It's the great yes of God. It's the only thing really that can get you out of the no. Because whether you realize it or not, we were born into the no. Do you know that? You had no choice. When you were born into the no that was made through Adam and Eve. We were all born no's. And you'll go your lifetime on no. tree. And then you'll be trying to cover yourself with all the other trees. He's taking all the trees that were supposed to be yes and turning them into no's by covering himself with them. Everything's a no. I'm going to tell you something. Up until I was 14 years old, my life was a no. With the very judgment of God that comes out of a no. And I had no way to escape the no until I found another tree. That first tree stole their innocence. But the tree I'm talking about right there gave them righteousness. Huh? And when I, as a 14-year-old boy, came to Christ, it's the first time that I heard from heaven, yes! The no was taking me to hell, but the cross and Calvary was taking me to heaven. And if you want to see the contrast, the Bible said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should have what? Eternal life. Yes! That never ends. Hallelujah! I'm glad I got on the yes and got into the yes of Jesus that settled the no. Canceled the no. I got under another tree. To partake of this tree, you can enjoy the yeses of God. Think about it. The yes of righteousness. Yes, you can have my peace. Yes, you can have my grace. Yes, you can have my love. Yes, you can have my presence. Yes, you can have a home in heaven. Yes, you can have sonship. Listen to me, child of God and sinner alike. Why would you live your whole life in the miserable no when you can enjoy the yeses of God in Christ?
Oh, amen, preacher. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, it's just yes or no. Now, you're the one who can answer that. Are you living in the yes? Or no? It's sort of like mama having to leave the house and the son or daughter's there, maybe a teenager or whatever. And she says, now, honey, there's some steak and there is some gravy in the crock pot. It'll be ready lunchtime. I got some potatoes and the oven there, you can have them. Fresh corn and beans on the stove, just simmering. You can have that. And if you don't want that, there's some pizza over there. You can eat some of that. Don't forget there's ice cream in the refrigerator, drinks, several different types. You can get in the pantry, anything you find in there you want, you can have. There's some cookies I baked last night. You can eat the cookies. All kind of fruit over there. You can get you a banana. But now there's a piece of chocolate cake right there on the counter. Don't eat that. No reason why. Just don't eat. Well, I wonder who she thinks she is. I can't have my cake. Isn't that human nature? A 4x4 inch piece of cake, and she thinks I can't eat it. She ain't here. That's sucking everything into the piece of cake. The no. And you can see he's sipping back there and saying, I just get a little bit of that cream on top. Ooh. Yeah, I'll see. I'm just going to cut off that part that shows where my finger was. Well, that's good, but I hope Mom can't. I hope she don't know nothing about dimensions. I hope she didn't pay any attention. It was square because it's not square now. Well, I could cut a piece off this side and make it square. That's just oh, no, I cut too much. I'm going back to this side. I might as well eat the whole thing now. And the whole rest of the day. I don't know why she wanted me to have that cake, and I don't know who that cake was for. I don't know what was in that cake. But Mama's going to be mad. He can't watch TV, but he's thinking Mama's going to be mad. He could go eat a banana, but he's thinking Mama's going to be mad. I'm going to clean the plate, and she'll forget it. I put it in the dishwasher, and she won't even know we had to talk. She won't know nothing about that. I know, Mama. But the thing about it is you got to live the rest of the day in a no. And what you didn't realize, the reason why she didn't want you to have a cake, it was molded anyway. Do cakes mold? Mold? They mold. But here's the thing about it. Leave the cake alone. Get you a banana, two bananas, three bananas. Turn yourself into a monkey if you want to. It's a yes. Eat the steak and the gravy or eat the pizza or get in the cupboard and get the biggest bag of potato chips there is and eat them all. There was no limit on what she said. Everything in the kitchen, eat it. Just don't eat the cake. And you can be running around like a walrus. Somebody said, what's this one? Oh, man, I'm telling you, I'm eating till I'm about to die. Mama's going to be, no. She said yes. You didn't eat them chips in there, did you? She said yes. Did you eat all that gravy? She said yes. What about that jar of peanuts? She said yes. How come you didn't eat that cake? She said no. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? What a wonderful experience to live in the yeses of God. And believe me, I know what it means at times to live in a no. And here's what I want to say to you. Here is my emphasis. Why couldn't we just take time in thought to thank God for all the yeses? You say, why'd you do that? It's a yes. It's a yes, a thumbs up. Huh?
Amen, Doc. Amen. Amen. Amen, Doc. Hallelujah. Amen.
It's a yes. Huh?
Amen.
It's a yes. Ten blue million yeses have flown into my life from God.
Yes, sir.
And he said to me, eat of it. Take of it. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Thank you, Lord. Have you tried one of them, Eve? I don't know. I think these are better. Have you tried this, Adam? God's been good to us, has he not?
Yes, he has.
And you may have a no you're operating in this morning. It'd be a good time to go to the cross and say, Lord, I'm not living in this condition. I'm not going to be miserable. I'm not going to fear your presence and not want you to move. But it could be this morning, some of us could take a moment and think about that good job, how he's provided for you. Good health, good wife, good children, good church, wonderful preacher, and family.
Amen. Amen.
And just say, Lord, I'm going to thank you for the no that keeps me out of trouble, protects me. I'm going to thank you for the no that warns me. But Lord, I just want to move on beyond that and take a little while to say, thank you for the yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Seems like that's all he says to me. Yeah, yeah. You don't ask me about that again. Yes. Could we just take a moment and say, thank you, Lord, for the yeses and the no. Let's stand.
Miss Kim and Brian are coming. I don't think you need the words. I don't think you need the book. But it is now 513 in the new hymnal. Thank you, Lord. I can tell you the no's are rare. But I can tell you for every no, there's always been a better yes. His yeses are better than no's. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Amen. Y'all just mind the Lord this morning. Whatever he's telling you to do, y'all get at it.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
Aren't you glad you one day said yes? And the only reason you said yes, because he said yes to you, drew you, dealt with your heart, gave you faith, gave you repentance. You may be here this morning. You may need to say yes today to the Savior.
So rich and free. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thy great salvation, so rich and free. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lord,
oh, yeah,
for making
enjoy the yeses. Thank him for the yeses. He's the great yes. He's the great yes. As we sing, just mind the Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free.
Just say, just say.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free.
There's no way to count the yeses. Now, I know the new hymnal is different, and I could care less what you think of it. You will note, though, that every hymn in this hymnal has a verse of Scripture behind it. And the verse of Scripture for what we've just been singing is 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. You and I can't count the yeses, but I can tell you the yes that's at the top of the list. I can tell you the yes that's above all other yeses. The Lord and Savior himself that was willing to come, bleed, and die for you and for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a message. What a thought. I tell you what, I believe I'd just be sure I was here tonight to see what other thoughts God had. We began the service from 2 Chronicles 6 there. Solomon led that great prayer, prayed that great prayer. You talk about a yes. It got so smoky and God filled the place so much they couldn't even get inside the door because of the presence of the Lord. That's the yes of my God. What a way to begin the service. What a way to begin a meeting. What a way to begin meeting again in this place. Thank you. Doesn't seem enough. Until we got something else, it's what we use. One last time, good and strong, strain your navel.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank
praying, come back a praying, looking for another yes from the Lord. You're at liberty if you've minded him this morning.